This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Ethiopia's Amhara state on Sunday called on all young people to take up arms against Tigrayan fighters who are battling the Ethiopian military and forces from all of Ethiopia's other nine regions. The call for mass mobilization against Tigray People's Liberation Front fighters, or TPLF fighters, expands the eight-month war and instability in the Horn of Africa country. Amhara's military says TPLF fighters are now attacking the state. Calls to the TPLF spokesman for a comment were not answered. The TPLF rules Ethiopia's northernmost region, where war with Ethiopian military erupted in November. This week, the Tigrayans pushed their offensive to Afar, the neighboring state to the east, where they said they planned to target troops from the Amhara region, fighting alongside the federal military in the area. Thousands of people have died in the fighting. Around 2 million have been displaced. German Chancellor Angela Merkel's chief of staff said on Sunday he fears the number of new coronavirus cases in Germany could soar to 100,000 a day in about 2 months unless many more people get vaccinated, and those who refuse may face restrictions. His suggestion quickly hit resistance from several senior politicians, including Armin Laschet, the conservative candidate hoping to follow Merkel as chancellor in a September 26th election. After more than 2 months of steady decline, COVID-19 cases have been rising in Europe's biggest economy since early June, mainly due to the spread of the more infectious Delta variant. Merkel's chief of staff told a German newspaper that cases are increasing by 60% per week, even though nearly half the population is fully vaccinated. This is VOA News.